God is the child in me. God is the child in me. Whenever I do outstanding things, it's God, the child in me, being itself and expressing all that it is. Whenever I do some magical things, whenever I do some exciting, magical, wonderful things that just sort of illuminate me and make me feel wonderful, 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 that's God in me. That's the divine in me. That's the magic in me expressing itself in all its fullness and all its glory. Yes. Can the God in you, the magic in you, express itself in you and be all that you are right now? Can you be the total expression of God, the allness of God, right now? Can you be the wisdom of God, the love of God, the unconditionally joyful beingness of God? Can you be that all right now? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can. You can be all of that right now because you are all of that right now. Right now, you and I are all that we will ever be. Right now in us is the allness of God, and it's only the child in us that looks at it and says, yeah, that's right. No problem. No problem. That's me. The child in me, that's God in me. The God in me, that's the child in me. The unlimited attitude, the unlimited expression of all that is good and beautiful, of all that is lovely and fantastic and joyous, of all that is marvelous and outstanding. Yes, that's the God in me. Is that the God in you? Is that the divine in you, the magic in you? It is. If it is, then you are living a most glorious, fantastic, magical life right now in everything that you do. Because you are fabulous. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are an expression of all that is good and all that is fantastic. That's you. That's me. Right now. Can you say, God is the child in me? Can you say, God is the child in me? You're not saying anything bad. In fact, you can never say anything bad about God. You can never say anything bad about you and your relationship to God. You can never say anything bad about the allness of the universe and you. It's impossible for you to speak unkindly of the divine in you, the divine in me, the divine in all of us. Because we are that divine right now. We are that allness right now. We are that isness right now. We are the totality of everything that is good and beautiful and fantastic right now. And that's the child in us. Now, would you like to become a little more like the child in you every moment of your life? Would you like to express the child in you from now on in every thought you have, in every action you take, in every thing you do? Would you like to be that? Would you like to let go and let God in you be you right now? I practice this myself, and I still have a long way to go in letting the allness of me be recognized that I am it now, that I am that allness right now, that every thought I think is a reality, and every idea that comes into my mind, it's the divine saying, this is good. This is you. Express it. Let it go. Release it. Be yourself. Have fun. Let go. You can do nothing wrong when you're having fun. You can do nothing wrong, nothing evil, when you are being yourself and you're being your divine self. Because the only thing you know how to do, the only thing I know how to do as God, the only thing you know how to do is to be me, to be God, to be you, to be the divine. That's the only thing you know how to do. That's the only thing you know how to express in your life now and forevermore. You do not have the capacity to do anything contrary to your highest good. You do not have the capacity to do anything contrary to your highest good. Do you realize that? Do you realize that? Do I realize that every moment of my life? Whenever I speak out of the unconditional love that I am, the unconditional loving nature of the divine in me. And I can only say loving thoughts to you, to me, to anything in my world. I can only say loving thoughts to everyone in the universe. That's all I can do. I can only say loving thoughts. And how wonderful that is. Now, can you only say loving thoughts about everything in your universe? Sure. When you're acting as the child in yourself, when you're acting as a god in yourself, little children come over and want to play with your toys in the play box. And you say, sure, go ahead. But your mommy and your daddy have said to you, now, you come home with your own toys now. You can let your other friends play with your toys, but they're your toys. They cannot take them away. Well, if they're my toys, I can have them to play with, or I can give them away if I want to. Now, don't be naughty. Don't talk back to me. Don't say any naughty things to me. But, Mom, that's the child in me talking. The child in me knows no possession. The child in me knows only sharingness, lovingness, unconditionally lovingness to everybody and everything. That's why I love you, Mom, and that's why I love Dad, because I am God. I am the child in me all the time, always being loving, always being gentle, always being caring, always being my highest and best at all times. Always being my highest and best at all times. That's God in me. God is the Christ in me. God is the child in me. God is the goodness in me. God is the allness in me. God is who I am. There's nothing else in this entire universe other than me as God. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be me as God. It's a wonderful thing to be me as the allness. It's a wonderful thing for me to express that in all ways in my life. It's wonderful. And because it's wonderful, I enjoy it all of the time. I enjoy it all of the time, and I know it all of the time. Because that's what I am. That's what I am. I am that all the time. I am that, and I only know that all the time. And that's all that I am. When I say, I am the God in me, then I am the God in me. If I say, you are the God in you, then that's what you say you are. You are the God in you. Are you truly the God in you? Are you truly that which is all in you? Are you truly that which is the wisdom in you, the divinity in you? Are you truly aware that this is the thing that you are? This is what you really know? This is what you truly are? Yes, this is what you are, now and forevermore. This is what you truly are in the allness of beingness. You are the child in you, God in you, being you in all that is glorious, in all that is good, in all that is beautiful. God is the child in me, being my wonderful, ideal, fantastic self. God is this child in me, and that's all that matters, that God is this child in me. Now, are you the divine in you? Are you the child in you? Are you this wonderful beingness in you? Are you the allness in you? Are you the light in you? I think you are. Do you think you are? Do you think you're the delight in you? Do you think you're the magic in you? Do you think that you're the fun in you? The goodness in you? If you do, then you're living right. God is the child in me. God is the child in you. Let go and let God. Let go and let the divinity be expressed in everything you do right now. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters to you, to me, to anyone in this universe. Be the divine now in you. Be the divine in you and express yourself in every beautiful way Express yourself in every fullness that you are. Express yourself in the divine beingness that you are. And let go and let God. God is the child in me, and God is the child in you. Have a wonderful day being God and knowing it every moment of your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.